Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp, Bank NA, or Stride Bank NA, members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
Let me ask, 1-855-FU-BILLY, what's your marriage advice? And then I'll tell you what Miss Posh Spice Victoria Beckham had to say. She revealed the best marriage advice after 22 years.
Yeah.
The number one thing that she says you gotta do in a marriage, in her marriage wisdom, is, and she wants to pass this on to her children, right?
Yep.
Is have fun.
I knew it.
Gotta have fun.
I knew that was gonna
right?
be
a right. If you're gonna have a successful 22-year marriage, there had to be a lot of fun. Fun times.
Hey guys. Have a lot of fun. And guess what? To have a good marriage, be rich.
And plan for fun.
Be incredibly wealthy.
Line two first. Yes, line number two.
I hate rich people, bro.
Mine is that, I mean, if you just do what your wife says, then that's a true secret to a happy marriage.
Just do what your wife says.
Just do what your wife says.
Okay. So
like,
I don't
know if that always works, because sometimes if you do everything that your wife says, your wife just like walks all over you. And then the marriage almost like erodes from there, because all you do is whatever she says, and then she loses respect for you, right?
Well, I've been happily married for 9 years, and my husband obeys me. I mean, that might sound harsh, but it's the only way it works.
All right. Your husband obeys you?
Yes.
Huh.
See, I've always just thought that like girls will...
What's up with that?
They need a little pushback here and there.
Yeah.
As a man, you have to still be a man.
You got your vows all mixed up.
What do you mean?
No.
Oh, just saying, like the old school vows.
Yeah, well, not everybody does the Old Testament.
No, they don't.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I'm just saying. It's well, just, I mean, you know, I mean, I haven't heard it that way. You must obey your wife.
Yeah.
Now, you know.
Well, happy wife, now, happy life. You never heard of it?
Now kiss the groom. I never heard that one.
Now kiss the groom. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So your husband's a little bitch that just listens to everything that you say and just has to, you just order him around all the time. He's just
do
like a
servant.
Do everything
your wife says. How about new? I wouldn't live like that. Well, I don't know.
No.
Because my wife says some dumbass stuff sometimes.
Well, I mean, men forget that their wife's happiness also depends on how, like, happy they're going to be and how healthy the home's going to be. So, like, if mama isn't happy, nobody is.
That is very true. If mama's not happy, nobody is.
Well, in my house, if mama ain't happy, nobody cares.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's how it was. It didn't work out for me, but that was the attitude.
Okay, like, the attitude was, if mom's not...
You're pissed. I don't care.
I don't care.
Oh, my God, yeah. I'll just walk around the house and go, wah!
Yeah.
Wah!
Well, I mean, women only really get upset when their husband stops listening. So.
Okay, so your husband does your bidding. Essentially, you have a servant. Your husband's and he has been placed on this planet, Mother Earth, just to serve you, to make sure that you are happy. You are not responsible for your own happiness. Your husband, his whole day is just planned around your happiness. What about your husband's happiness?
Well, I mean, if I'm happy, then he's happy. If we go eat where I want to eat, then, I mean, he's happy later on, too.
Whatever you say goes.
Like, don't you think your husband eventually is going to get, like, resentful?
Sounds
a little
self-centered.
I listen sometimes, but no.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, so how does it work? So your husband just has to do everything that you want to do?
Hell no.
Pretty much.
Okay. I mean, okay. And so what is your marriage advice then? Just listen to your wife. Do whatever your wife says.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, men are horrible listeners. So, I mean, us as women and wives, we get, like, super frustrated when, you know, our husbands don't listen. So if you just listen and use your ears and stop whatever you're doing and do, like, say I want you to take out the trash. Like, just don't say, oh, I'll get to it later. Just stop what you're doing and do it. And, like, they'll be happy, you know?
Okay, whatever the man's doing, if you give your husband an order to take the trash out, he drops everything that he is doing. Pauses his life so that he takes the trash out immediately. You don't have a husband. You have a kid.
Hell no. Like this past weekend, like my wife's like, oh, let's, you know, on Sunday, she's like, let's go to Del Rio with my parents. And I'm like, oh, no, bitch. Cowboys. What are you talking? I'm not going to
Why do you have to say
I'm
bitch?
Not going to Del Rio. I'm definitely not going during the Cowboys game. Like I'm going to make her happiness and sacrifice mine.
Yeah.
Football's only a certain time of year, bud.
Let's go to line two. What do you got, line two?
Dumbass.
What do you think? What's up, line two?
Hey, well, I think that woman before us is crazy because you're going to be divorced before 10th anniversary.
Yeah, man. I mean,
I've been married 25 years.
25 years.
The only thing that we've done is not try to change each other, just be ourselves, because that's what made us fall in love. And that's what made us friends, because we were friends first. And I think that's a true key, too.
I just read that more women are friends with a man and then eventually develop feelings. You know what I mean? How dudes are just immediately attracted to a woman, where a woman, it takes her longer I'm sure you were attracted to him, but it wasn't the same. You got to know him and his personality, and that's what made him attractive.
Well, we were only friends for 2 months before he proposed and I moved in, so I don't know.
What? Oh, that's my kind of relationship right there.
I love that. Thank you, ma'am.
Congrats on the 25.
You just know right away.
What's up, line three? What do you think?
I think this girl is stupid.
Okay, now they're saying you're a stupid ass.
Excuse me?
She called you stupid.
You are very stupid. If your husband's not cheating on you now, he's gonna be cheating on you eventually. I hope my son never meets a girl like you.
You're a bad person.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't know what to say because you are very stupid.
Are you even married?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And it's very equal. It is very equal. You are just so stupid, man. I swear.
She called you stupid again.
I know for a fact. I'm sorry. You called stupid back. I'm pretty sure he wiped your ass too.
Now he's wiping your ass. Oh my gosh, this is just.
I'm pretty sure he does.
No,
he's wiping your ass. What the hell?
You can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade or at least grab an extra latte after getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.